Folks, if you're liking what you're getting from 30MPC, the number one way you can support us is by subscribing to our newsletter. Every week, you only get two emails. On Monday, you get a content roll-up of everything that dropped last week. And on Fridays, I pick one topic and I personally write a deep dive on things like how to cold call, how to run a discovery call, or even how to hire an AE. So if you're liking what you're getting here, take 2 seconds, go to the show notes. You'll see a button to subscribe to our newsletter, or you can go to 30mpc.com/newsletter and do it there. We'll catch you soon. Cheers.
Good morning, everyone. I'm JC Pollard. I'm the account executive over at Gong, and I am super excited to talk about today's club playbook, which is on how to open your cold calls. There are four main topics we're going to cover today. First of all, why your cold call opener matters. Second of all, why the how is more important than the what. Third, we're going to talk about using a permission-based opener. And then fourth, we're going to talk about something that's near and dear to my heart, which is I call a 3YU. It is going to drastically increase your conversion rate. So here we go in 3, 2, 1.
Today's tip to optimize your sales day is brought to you by Boomerang. If you get an email and the action required on that email is going to take you less than 2 minutes to do, do it on the spot. It's not worth adding it to your to-do list, having to look at the item, remember what you need to do. That's going to take you more than 2 minutes anyway. So do it on the spot, get it off your plate. Now, we documented our best templates and tips to help you optimize your sales day with our friends at Boomerang, and you can get that documentation for free at the link in the show notes. Today's show is brought to you by Exactly Forecasting, which is a flexible sales forecasting solution that uses AI and data to help you call an accurate sales forecast. Gartner says over half of sales leaders don't have high confidence in their forecast. One way we recommend to improve your forecast is to align as a team on explicit attributes that must be true in order to deem a deal forecastable. That way your forecast will get clearer and the team will know where to focus efforts. We put together a forecasting 101 guide with our friends at Exactly. Get it for free in the show notes.
The first part of opening a cold call is, why is this important? I have no data to back this up, but anecdotally, I would say the majority of cold calls are won and lost in that first like 30 to 60 seconds. That's when a lot of people aren't going to give you a chance. That's when you're going to get a ton of hangups. And typically, that's what's going to prevent you from even having the opportunity to pitch. It is so important to dial in that first part of a cold call. The moral of the story is, if you nail that, you're going to have significantly more opportunities to actually have real conversations that can lead to real conversions and real pipeline. The second thing I want to talk about is that the how is more important than the what. And what I mean by this is there is no perfect concoction or perfect recipe for the way to open your cold calls. The most important thing is your tonality and your delivery. So you can take suggestions, you can listen to this and incorporate some of it. You can do a ton of research on your own and pick up tactics or techniques. But if you don't come up with something that you feel confident and comfortable delivering, your prospect is never going to resonate with it. The how is more important than the what. Deliver these with confidence and conviction. Remember, the person you're cold calling did not ask to be cold called. They probably do not want to talk to you. If you don't sound like you want to be on that call, how could you expect your prospect to want to be on that call? The how is critical. Deliver this with enthusiasm. Sound like you want to be there and your prospect will respond well. The third thing is something I'm a big proponent of, which is called a permission-based opener. I think far too often on cold calls, we come off as kind of assumptive. That person doesn't want to talk to us, and all of a sudden, we're just assuming they're down to hear us out or listen to us pitch. I like my prospect to feel like they are in control of the conversation the entire time, even if that's not necessarily the case. And one of the ways I accomplish this is with a permission-based opener. A lot of people use permission openers throughout their cold call. I like to use it really early and really often. And going back to number two, I like to deliver this with extreme conviction. So here's an example. Hey, Nick, this is JC calling with Gong. I'm sure I probably interrupted your day. Can I very, very briefly explain why I'm calling? Hey, Armand, JC here with Gong. Probably a horrible time. Can I have like 20 seconds to just explain why I'm interrupting your day? I'm asking permission for the opportunity to explain why I'm calling. That is very different than immediately asking permission to pitch. And I think this is a mission critical part of improving your cold call conversion. Instead of calling somebody, having them pick up and say, can I have 45 seconds to tell you everything about my product? It's, can I have 15, 20 seconds to actually explain why I'm specifically calling you as a human being. That is so rare. The vast majority of reps are not doing this. And in my personal anecdotal experience, it has been one of the most black and white, needle-moving changes I made in my cold call technique. And that leads really nicely into section 4, which is what I call the 3YU. I have no data, once again, to back this up. But if I was to throw a dart in the dartboard, I would guess that like 90% of reps do not do this. A 3YU is 3 distinct reasons why you are calling them. Instead of them feeling like they're on one massive call list of 100 VPs of sales or 100 CFOs, you're actually telling them why you're specifically reaching out to them as a human being. And it flows really nicely after your permission-based open. So it might sound something like this. Hey, Nick, this is JC with Gong. Can I have 10 seconds to quickly explain why I'm specifically calling you? He'll say, sure, go ahead. I'm going to deliver 3 crisp, concise, well-researched reasons that I'm calling him, and then I'm going to pause. Hey, Nick, the reason I'm calling you is I noticed you're actively hiring for 3 new account executives. I also saw your CEO just released a statement saying that you're really focused on enterprise growth. And third, notice you used to play baseball. I shot you kind of a weird email based on that. Curious, has Gong ever come across your desk before? And that is our call to action. That is our final question. Are you familiar with what we did? That's going to be the launch point for our cold call. But you don't get there and you don't keep a prospect on the phone unless you incorporate all 4 of these things. So a super, super quick recap. Your cold call opener is mission critical because without a really effective opener, never even going to get people to stay on the phone. The way you deliver your opener is more important than the actual content of your opener. Deliver it with conviction, great energy and enthusiasm. Sound like you want to be there and your prospect will respond well. Use a permission-based opener. Make your prospect feel like they are not obligated to stay on the phone, but that they are actually choosing to speak with you and it will resonate much better. And then 4, launch into your crisp and concise 3YU. So that your prospect knows you've taken time to get to know them and they'll be more open to staying on the phone. That's how I open my cold calls. That's how I achieved a 48% conversion rate in my final 6 months as an SDR at Gong. And I hope this works for you. If you want to learn more about this, feel free to check out my LinkedIn at postadventure.coldcalls. And you have a great rest of your day.
Today's show is brought to you by Exactly Forecasting, which is a flexible sales forecasting solution that uses AI and data to help you call an accurate sales forecast. Gartner says over half of sales leaders don't have high confidence in their forecast. One way we recommend to improve your forecast is to align as a team on explicit attributes that must be true in order to deem a deal forecastable. That way your forecast will get clearer and the team will know where to focus efforts. We put together a forecasting 101 guide with our friends at Exactly. Get it for free in the show notes.
Today's tactic to triple your connect rate is brought to you by RocketReach, who provides data that lets you reach out to the right person at the right account at the right time. Every time you're reaching out to an account, pull down the contacts again. Yes, I know it sucks, but the average tech tenure is 2 years, which means 50% of the workforce turns over every year. So look up the account, pull anyone who was hired, and scratch anyone who was left. And one way you can pull verified and accurate data is with RocketReach. So if you like this, check out their toolkit on 8 ways to triple your cold call connects in the show notes.